A little over 80 years ago, a man by the name of Benda Mackay imagined a footpath that would run from Maine to Georgia. This dream became 2,160 miles of trail from New England to the southern Appalachian. This area is known as the Appalachian Trail, or the AT. Each year, 3 to 4 million people from all over the world hike a portion of the AT, and more than 300 adventurers become thru-hikers by walking the entire trail in one continuous journey. These people experience God's beautiful scenery from the skyline of America's oldest mountain range. AT hikers value the chance to enjoy a great adventure inspired by determination, curiosity, and love of the outdoors. The Southern Appalachian Mountains are the highest and considered the most rugged of the AT. One of the areas that has few equals of the AT for scenic beauty is a 21.3 mile walk from Wallace Gap to Deep Gap over Standing Indian Mountain. This is where our short visit on the trail took place. After the considerably lengthy chore of dressing warmly and mounting our backpacks, we then began our trip, which started at Wallace Gap.
Oh, there's Sarah almost falling.
Sarah, Zoe, and I began our 0.7 mile descent to a remarkable tree, John Wasilek Memorial Poplar, the second largest poplar tree in the East. Our spirits, despite the bitter cold, were up, and our energy was running high. We both were naive before this journey, and were quickly slapped into a realization of what we had begun and would go through for the next couple of days. After reaching our first site, I immediately realized our first mistake. I thought that from the poplar, we could continue through to the Appalachian Trail, which would start by the tree. I was wrong.
And now we go back to where we came from.
With our overpacked luggage, we had to hike back up to the spot where we had begun. A total of 1.4 miles of hiking with the unnecessary backpacks. This mistake cost us a lot of energy, which we had very little of in the first place. The trail is marked by a 2-inch wide and 6-inch high rectangle of white paint, marked on trees, posts, and rocks. About 20 feet from our vehicle was the first white blaze of our trek. Our journey for the trail started a little later than planned, and we knew we didn't have much time in the light as originally intended. Another problem as virgin overnight hikers was we had no idea how long or far we could hike, so we tried to have short breaks.
This is our first lunch, a little break.
We probably haven't even gone 3 miles.
But we haven't eaten lunch yet either. I'm starving. You're starving. My back is killing me.
Zoe's so hungry and tired. That's why we're stopping. It's all because of Zoe.
Hello.
Can you show me how you bite that off?
I do it this way.
Oh.
Beef jerky was a wonderful snack that always seemed to last forever. I was excited about eating it because I hadn't had a nice slab of dried processed meat for a while. However, at the end of the trip, I was very disgusted by the smell. Another consistent companion while we were walking, besides our beef jerky energizer, was the crunching sound of foliage. The entire trip was filled with crunch and cracks of fallen leaves. It was always a pleasant reminder that we were going somewhere, even though we didn't feel like it. With the fallen leaves, Sarah and I both thought that we would have many more spectacular views through the naked branches. Unfortunately, these wide-open views were limited during our exploration. When we were fortunate enough to see what was around, it was marvelous. About every mile, we came to a portion of the trail where the trees would crest right over us and form a tunnel. The way the trees surrounded made us feel like nature was entrapping and engulfing us, as if it never wanted us to leave. During these times, we would forget about how much work we were doing on this vacation.
Sarah's pooped. It's always wet and cold. I'm fine.
The night came upon us rapidly. Before we lost light, we began to set tent in one of the clearest places we passed. After the tent was set, I began assembling our hiking stove. Here was our second problem. The gas we had was appropriate and the correct size. However, something was wrong so that the stove wouldn't stay connected to the gas, which made it impossible to keep the stove lit. Unfortunately, we had to resort to a fire. I made a pit and kept it as small as possible, fearing true conservation activists or John Murr's ghosts would haunt me for leaving a trace. It was a headache and the hardest fire I ever had made. The temperature was around 18 to 20 degrees that night, and my fingers were barely moving.
Can you see us?
I don't know. Can you see us? Did I go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
This is our tent.
Yes, we just got done putting everything away, and it's pretty warm in here. Not too bad. My feet are a little cold, but it got really cold after dinner. Temperature dropped a lot. And dinner was a disaster. Our stove didn't work, and it took us about an hour to get a fire going. And then Jerry just hung out the food, and we just got in here and got the sound. We smell like campfire, so hopefully the animals won't come after us.
That was day one. We went about 2 miles.
We went more than 2 miles. Give me a break.
No, we didn't. How many miles did we go?
We went at least 3.
And we're pooped. Day two. Rough morning, rough night. More about that later. I'll show you how the dog works. I'm gonna come around the corner here and Zoe will be waiting. Now watch for mommy. She's somewhere up there. Oh, sees me, so it runs up to mommy. Make sure she's still somewhere. There it goes. I'll catch up to mommy. Once it sees mommy, it'll stop and wait for me. Then once it sees me, I'll start running for mommy.
Jerry wants me to talk about this morning, how this morning went. I didn't get a good night's sleep last night because
we popped the tent in the best place we could, but it was on a little slope. So with the sleeping bags and the pads, we just slid to the side. So Sarah kept sliding, pushing me into the side of the tent.
My back was already killing me, so it hurt even more.
We didn't sleep much. We kept waking up.
But this morning we woke up. It was cold. Not that bad.
Everything is okay. We're in good moods.
Jerry had taken down the tent, and I saw something laying out, but I didn't say anything.
I hate folding tents. Not very good at it.
I could tell he's already aggravated, and I thought maybe it went in at the end, so I didn't say anything. And then when I finally said something,
so I got pretty mad.
Started throwing things. I almost got hit with a stick.
Then after that, I had to get some water, filter that, and filter thing was kind of lousy. Eventually worked. Now it's the morning. And last night, all I could think about was eating caramel fudge apple from a place in the Highlands. I can't wait to get one of those and savor it. It's gonna be delicious. It'll be the first thing I do when we get to town. When we go look around and stuff.
Here was our first sign informing us of what we had walked and how much further we had to go. Our final destination before turning around was Albert Mountain. When we saw how close it was, we both were very excited because it showed we had traveled much further than expected.
Our destination will be Albert Mountain. Then we quit. We'll decide to hike back to the car.
Shortly after, this sign was an even more enjoyable one.
Yeah, I like this sign. Hopefully you heard the groan from Sarah as she just passed this. So far, this is the steepest part of our excursion.
The hardest part of this trip was the cold weather and the wind that never seemed to diminish. At the tower, the wind was the strongest for obvious reasons. When climbing the tower, you could feel the sway of the structure. Sarah and I were both convinced the wind was going to pick us up and blow us off the side. were so high up, I felt that if we were blown off the side, we would probably die of starvation before reaching the bottom. Despite this wind and fear, the view from the tower was amazing. After enjoying the brisk breeze one can encounter at 5,250 feet high, we had our second lunch on the trail, and this led to our third major delay.
No, Zoe,
the bread for our gourmet peanut butter and jelly sandwiches was molded, so Sarah ripped off the mold, but Zoe had no problem eating what we didn't want.
Go, Zoe.
Here we headed back down the path through the bear sanctuary. Instead of hiking 20 miles more on the AT to Standing Indian Campground, our final destination, we headed back 2 miles to Glasman Gap.
Hey, Kenny, there's your tent.
Yeah.
It's fallen off once. Slid down the mountain a little ways. Not too bad. One thing found out that I like is there's a lot of energy sprints where all of a sudden you feel no pain. You're not tired.
Here, the fatigue and insanity of what the rough woods can do to anyone or anything took its toll on our dog Zoe.
Zoe's going crazy. Zoe won't stop. It wants the sweater off. It's got the other strap hooked on, so it's going to get more of a rash.
Oh, how'd she do that?
Wiggling around her foot. I think Zoe's showing us that the water's bad.
Come here.
It's trying to get rustic on us. It wants to show that it's like the water. Now Zoe with dirt on his back. That's a dumb dog. What are you guys looking for?
Came from Standing Indian.
Yeah.
Right down there, and where it said Rock Gap, the parking lot.
Do you know where you're going, or?
Oh, really?
How far did you guys plan on hiking?
I don't think it's more than like 6.
Oh, you're looking for Standing Indian?
Well, that's no. What you're doing? Is that where we came from if we came from this trail?
Okay.
Back that way?
Rock Gap is that way.
Right.
This is Glasman Gap right here. This is a little break. This trail takes you to Standing Indian Campground.
Okay. Where is that on here?
See, Rock Gap Shelter.
See, we never saw the shelter. Is it on that place?
The shelter is, you gotta go off trail for a little bit.
Okay.
I think we saw it and we just.
Is it real close
right
to
here
the
is parking? Where you're at. Yeah, so it was
so we're on down.
We're at Glasman. You're at Glasman Gap.
Okay.
Alright, so we're gonna go down this
one. And where's the trail to that?
Well, right here is actually Glasman Gap.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to stay on the Appalachian, you head this way.
Okay.
And that takes you down to Big Spring Shelter and then to Albert Mountain. On Albert Mountain, there's an old fire tower. It's pretty nice, but it's about
like summit, like a pretty hot summit there.
Yeah, it's 5,300 feet.
Can we do that and get back to the
standing Indian by today or tomorrow morning?
Yeah, it's like 3 miles. Let's see.
To Albert?
Yeah, 3.5 to the tower, which is...
After this break and our first actual conversation with anyone on the trail, we began our hike on the Blue Blaze Trail. Blue Blazes are the side trails of the AT. We took this route because it was the shortest for our time and schedule.
This is our first Blue Blaze.
This portion of our excursion became both Sarah's and my favorite part of our trip. The walk was more of an up and down hike with several turns that weren't just leading us up. The feel and the look was much different. It was much lower than Albert Mountain, yet there were still nice views of what we had climbed.
Don't step on the icy logs.
One of the major differences between the AT and the Blue Blaze Trail were open areas. On several occasions, we came to locations that abruptly ended. It was very odd to walk in tunnels and thickets of trees, and then unexpectedly be in open fields. It was a nice difference from hiking the mountain. It gave us a different perspective of the beauty of the trail.
These are thorns. I like this lot better than the other part.
This trail?
Yeah.
Pretty rough with the rocks. Keep testing my ankles. But I like this area, it's nice.
The experience is technically over.
So?
I don't know. Because when's the last time you saw it? Experience is over because we just heard a car horn. So we know we are
close to the road. Sarah couldn't make it any longer because of her blister. So I'm hiking back to the car and without the backpack, which is nice. So I should be there shortly. I think it's only about 2 miles. We'll see.
Here the trip was over. No more hiking the trail or enjoying the leaves crunch beneath our feet, yet still recognizing the quietness of the Nantahala Forest. No more walking up and down, side to side. It was one shot with mild turns, on cement, with the roar of passing by vehicles. It was an abrupt ending, but I did enjoy the growth from my back being removed. Sarah stayed back to keep it easier on us both. The walk was boring all alone, however it wasn't that long, because I was soon picked up by a passerby. I won't tell Sarah right away that caught a ride. Just have her think we're super fast. I'm super fast. The hike was originally planned to be 3 days and 2 nights. After the first night in the horrible conditions with the worthless stove, we decided to cut the trip short. It is disappointing to only say we hiked 2 days. However, it was a good introduction to backpacking. In the future, I am sure we will have the opportunity to hike and have an even more enjoyable adventure.